an LM Communication station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
And good morning, and we welcome you in, TGIF, another edition. It is the 14th edition of My Town, Your Town, a show that's bringing you, as the intro said, we're bringing you good people. We're bringing you good organizations. We're bringing you good corporations. We're bringing you good businesses, good small businesses, grassroots people, things that are good. We're bringing you the goodness of our community, things that are moving your town, my town, our town, forward in a positive way. Yes, we know negative things are out there. Yes, we know about these negative peoples and negative Nellies. Yes, we know about the divisiveness. Yes, we know about the tragic and sad and bad news that we see all over the world and what leads at 6:30 on the news. But we're here today to lift up the goodness of your community. And that's what this show is all about, My Town, Your Town. A humbling and very humbling and honoring experience for me to serve as your host. My Town, Your Town, the next hour is jam-packed as it is every Friday. We're going to talk to four guests today. We're going to veer off a little bit from our normal journey. When we talk to three guests, we have four guests today. We're going to be talking with a dear friend of mine, Connie Jones. Connie works with and is a part of the Foxtrot, which raises money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. We have the annual Foxtrot, 11th annual Foxtrot coming up on October the 7th. So we're going to catch up with Connie and talk about how you can get involved with that. One of my friends is in the house. He's here right now, Raphael Barker. Raphael runs his own small business. He's a professional photographer. So we're going to catch up with him about his journey, his business, some of the events that he gets images for and some of the upcoming events he'll be involved in. We also got my good friend JK, the DJ, in the house. JK will be here. He is the kind of the founder, and I guess he started Retro Fest. I think this will be the second annual one on September the 2nd down in Slack Plaza in downtown Charleston on Summer Street. And then we're going to end the My Town, Your Town show today with my good friend Michael Irvin. He's the owner, operator, and chief roasting officer at the Coal River Coffee Company right here in St. Albans. So sit back, relax, soak it all in. Lots of good insight. Lots of really good information coming your way on this edition, the 14th edition, Connie, of My Town, Your Town. Speaking of Connie, here she is. I'm looking at her. She's gorgeous. I love her. Her husband's in studio, too, so I got to behave myself. Connie Jones, how are you, love?
I'm fine, Jimmy. How are you?
You look great.
Thank you. You do as well.
We're here to talk about Foxtrot.
Yes, sir. My favorite time of year.
You love supporting the Michael J. Fox Foundation. You love supporting the Foxtrot. And Foxtrot is for Parkinson's research. You've been diagnosed with Parkinson's now how long, Connie?
13 years.
13 years. I'm gonna set the table a little bit with the story and let you finish it. But about 12 years ago, on my highlights television show, I had a guest on named George Manahan. And George had just kind of been recently diagnosed with Parkinson's and was searching for support groups and ways to raise money and just what else is going on. So I had him on my highlights show. Your husband, Pat, who's in the room right here, was watching that show about the first Foxtrot.
Sure was.
And you were still in the closet. You weren't telling people that you've been diagnosed. It was just a difficult time in your life.
Yes.
And it still is, I know, day to day, bless your heart. But Pat saw the show and said, honey, you got to get involved with this Foxtrot thing. And you were like, I don't know. Take the story from there.
He taped it, and when I came in from work that evening, he said, sit down, I want you to watch something. Excuse me. And I did. And he said, we need to do this. And I'm like, no. He said, yeah. He said, we can raise money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And I said, no. I don't want anybody to know that I have Parkinson's. Long story short, he involved our boys, you know, our boys. And the youngest one said, Mom, we can raise money. We can get T-shirts. You know, we can do all this. But you have to tell people. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. So I went on Facebook, as they suggested, and told the world. that I have Parkinson's.
You came out on Facebook. And then you started the Mama Jones team for Foxtrot.
Yes.
Team Mama Jones.
Yes, and the Foxtrot walk was within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So my boys had T-shirts made. We got people to sign up to walk. I had 90 people walk with me that first walk.
Wow.
And
it was like, it was almost half the attendance up to Foxtrot, the inaugural Foxtrot. I mean, we had about a couple hundred people, and you had half of them.
I had 90 people walk, and we had, I raised $3,000
nice,
within
right.
those 3 weeks.
I really
and now I raise at least $10,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes more, and every single penny mm-hmm. goes to research.
As a collective committee, the Foxtrot, we've had 10 Foxtrots, and of course you and I serve on the committee. George started it. He's our leader. But the Foxtrot in West Virginia has raised $530,000 the last 10 years. We're over the $500,000 mark.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to take us 10 years to get to the next $500,000. I think we'll hit $1 million within a couple of years. Our goal this year is to raise 100 or more with the Foxtrot. The Foxtrot for 2023 is Saturday morning, October the 7th. We do it at the Capital Market. This year, we're expanding our geographical locations to be doing a Huntington Foxtrot the following Saturday on October the 14th. Again, we've raised over $500,000. And as Connie just said, every penny goes to Parkinson's research. It goes to the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and they use it for research. Michael J. Fox is in a position to kind of help pay the administrative cost
yes.
of his foundation. So every dollar that goes to the foundation. And that's why we love and support the Michael J. Fox Foundation, because literally every single penny goes to research. And it's working,
yes.
isn't it, Connie?
Yes, it is. There are so many clinical trials, medication now, and you know the deep brain stimulator. excuse me, George and I both have the deep brain stimulator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a game changer in the mm-hmm. world of Parkinson's. It mm-hmm. really, truly is. And we both have done well with it.
There's no cure
no.
for Parkinson's, just like there's not a cure for Alzheimer's. But we're getting so close. The treatment is so good. You know, the brain stimulator that
yes.
you got, George got it, and it is a game changer, as Connie said. So there's lots of advancements. There's lots of treatment. There's lots of procedures, and there's medicine. But you and I are close, Connie, and I want you to let the audience know Parkinson's sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks.
It does.
You live with it every day.
Yes, and people make fun of you. And
you have trouble sleeping.
Yes, I've been up all night last night.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, son of a gun, she's got a show to do at 10 o'clock.
It's terrible. It's a terrible disease.
But you're passionate about it. We think in our lifetime, we're both pretty confident that we're close to the cure.
Michael J. Fox, at one of the MVP awards dinners in New York that
mm-hmm.
you and I both have attended.
Right.
I talked to him. He hugged me.
Yeah.
And he assured me at that time, this has probably been 6 to 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
he said, I don't think we'll have it in our lifetime, but mm. we'll have it in our children's lifetime.
That's nice to hear.
Well, we have come so far
yeah.
within that time frame. I look for it. It could be any day.
I think in our lifetime, the advancements are so strong
yes.
and so happening so quickly, and the research and the scientists. And, you know, George told me this the other day. The Michael J. Fox Foundation supports more Parkinson's research than the federal government.
Yes, they do.
That's how powerful Michael J.
Yes.
is. And as you mentioned, he has these MVP dinners, and we've had about 10 of them since we got affiliated with him. And you and I have been to 3 or 4 of those. So we have had a chance to listen to Michael, see Michael, be with his staff, celebrate with other folks from all over the nation about raising money for Team Fox.
Right.
And we do that. Our committee is great. We've got some great committee members. Missy's great. She does a lot of stuff for Parkinson's research. There's a Charleston Kanawha Valley support group.
It's the West Virginia. It's
West Virginia?
Okay. Parkinson's support group.
And it's West Virginia.
Yeah, and it's located in South Charleston.
Still at the church, Blessed Church?
Blessed Sacrament.
Yeah,
we
still
meet
there
the third Wednesday of every month, or third Monday of every month.
So when George was diagnosed, he's like, hey, I want to call a support group. There was nothing.
No. He went and sat. He thought he was going to a support group. He went to a church, sat in a pew for however long, and some lady walked by and said, can I help you? And George said, yeah, I'm here for the Parkinson's support group. And she said, well, that ended years ago or however long. So George started himself. George got it off the ground.
Well, George,
but I want to let you
to
know
be
this,
commended.
Jimmy. I want to let your audience know as well. We have a Parkinson's registry now.
Okay, that's big news. George,
yes.
Helped get that.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about the registry.
The registry, we're raising money for that as well.
Okay.
And it should be up and running later this year. And everyone that goes to the doctor that's diagnosed, your doctor will, you know, can, if with your permission, of course, put you on that registry. And that way, right now we have 7,000 people in West Virginia we know that are diagnosed with mm-hmm. Parkinson's. The registry will help us further that. And sadly, the number will grow.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it to, but, you know, every 6 minutes somebody's diagnosed with
it
Parkinson's.
It is. Every 6 minutes.
Yep.
Every
and,
6 minutes. And George said it's doubling like every 5 to 10 years. I forget the exact number, but it's doubling pretty quickly.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's because we're more keen to diagnosing it or if it's just more prevalent now.
Yes.
But maybe it's a combination of both. But it's here and it's affecting individuals' lives. And we are raising money through the Foxtrot. And the money goes to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. The event is all orange all the time. That's our color, my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the registry going. And people can get involved, Connie, by supporting your team, Team Mama Jones. You may just start your own team. You may just kind of latch onto a team. You may just come and do the 5K run. You may come and just do the leisure walk. All the money, again, goes to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. The Foxtrot this year is October the 7th. It'll get started registration about 8 a.m. We'll do the, we actually do have a 5K for you serious runners out there. It'll start pretty much right at 9 o'clock. It's right there on Smith Street on the Capital Market. And then the walkers will kind of fall in behind. I'm going to put this out there. I'd like to raise $100,000. Fundraising is already started. I'm going to give you the website, FoxtrotWV.
Yep.
FoxtrotWV.com. You can go there.
You can join as a participant, an individual. You can join a team or you can even create your own team.
Yeah, right.
We just want you there.
And another way, I'm going to segue into this, Connie. Another way that you can support Connie and the Foxtrot is we're having a launch or a kickoff to the Foxtrot, if you will, on Friday evening, August the 25th. And that's going to be at my home with my bride, Lisa. We did this a couple years ago.
Yes.
We call it a porch party for Parkinson's. Your kids came last time, and we had a good turnout. We raised a few dollars. We've already raised $2,000 or $3,000 just
yes.
in sponsorships. So I hope to raise between 5 and 10 at the porch party. It's Friday night, August the 25th. It starts at 6:30. It'll go to about 10. Our good friends, EJ the DJ, DJ the EJ, DJ EJ, will be playing some vibes for us. You'll park at the Fort Hill Daycare Center, and we'll shuttle you up. You remember from a couple years ago, it was a pretty good time, isn't it?
Yes, it was. We had a blast.
Yeah, we have.
Yes.
We'll have some good food.
We appreciate
food.
Everyone that showed up. And also, let me tell you this, Jimmy,
yep.
we're selling raffle tickets.
Right.
And right now we have our first prize is a $500 gift card to Best Buy or Target. The second prize is a Sony Room portable speaker, a Nintendo Switch Lite, a KitchenAid 5-quart mixer. And I just met your friend, Raphael Barker here in the studio, and he just gave me a $50 gift voucher. And this young man is a photographer.
He's one of the best ones around.
Yeah.
One of the best around. He does great images. I can't wait to talk with him. Roth is in the studio. We're going to be catching up with him momentarily. But I just got a text from Face the World with Lisa. I know her pretty well. She's going to donate something for your raffle as well,
oh,
Connie.
Oh, bless her heart. Thank you. We appreciate it.
So it takes a village. And
yes.
this community's pretty good to you, Connie, because we care and we love you. And we love all the folks that are suffering from this daggone Parkinson's. And we want to get rid of it. We're going to get it out.
Well, if you don't mind, I have to give a big thanks
to
our sponsor, Joe Holland.
Absolutely.
And all of our many other sponsors. There's too many to list, but mm-hmm. when I leave here,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to see my dear friend, Tommy Orchid,
at Mullen. Mullen Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
And they're
great to support.
Yes.
They're a good community player, and they support the Foxtrot. There's so many folks that support the Foxtrot. We're trying to get all that support again and expand on that. We're trying to get new supporters, new donors, new people to participate. The Foxtrot is fun, and it's a good time. It's a great setting, and there's a nice vibe to it, but there's such a powerful, impactful, underlining mission to what we're doing with this Foxtrot. And we are in our 11th season, the 11th annual Foxtrot, October the 7th, Capital Market, 8 a.m. is registration, 9 o'clock for the run and the race and then the walk. Is it Marty?
Marty McFox.
I always get Marty McFox confused, but that's our mascot.
Yes.
And
under that mask, he's a pretty hot little fella.
And he's tall. He's a tall fella.
Yes.
He's a tall. So Marty will be there for all the photo ops. That's always a good time for the kids. We always do have something for the kids. We have a kids' fun run.
Yes, we do.
And there's ages for the race, with all ages. So there's some neat prizes and some, you are down there vying for maybe your best time in your 5K or trying to win your category. But ultimately, Connie, we're there to support you and all the other folks that are suffering from Parkinson's.
Yep. I appreciate, you singling me out, but there are so many of us that fight this disease. My best friend, George.
Yeah.
He and
partner in crime, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's
my partner.
Your partner in crime.
And he and my husband, they brought me out of the closet, and I haven't slowed down since.
If someone's listening to this, Connie, and maybe they were just recently diagnosed and they don't know where to turn, why should they get involved with the Foxtrot, and why should they call you folks and reach out for the Parkinson's Support Group? What does that mean to you folks?
Well, that was me, Jimmy. I didn't, I held my hand in my pocket, and I didn't want anybody to know. But this support group can help you. And there will be people there that walk in your shoes, that know what you're going through. A lot of people call my husband my caregiver. He's my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does help me.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of significant others in our support group as caregivers, husbands, wives, whatever. But I think there's 150 of us in our support group. And our meetings is the third Monday. I don't know why I keep saying Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The third Monday of every month at Blessed Sacrament in South Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And the kicker is we feed you. So come hungry.
That's a good deal.
Come hungry and you will be in that support group
and
with
just,
people walking
it's just
in
what
your
it,
shoes.
It's just what the group is called. It's for support.
Yes.
You're not on this journey alone.
Yes. We have speakers. And
yeah.
This, and
you get a lot of education.
Yeah. This Monday on the 21st, we're having Dr. Matthew Burton from Huntington. He's the new movement disorder. I can't talk. New movement disorder specialist with Marshall Health.
So you learn a lot. Great education. The Parkinson's Support Group continues to grow. Unfortunately, continues to grow.
Yes, it does.
But fortunately, we are close to a cure. You can get involved, be a part of the cure, be a part of the solution. Foxtrot 2023, October the 7th, Capital Market. Go to foxtrotwb.com, foxtrotwb.com. Call me if you'd like to be part of the porch party for Parkinson's, 304-541-4756, 541-4756. The porch party for Parkinson's Friday evening beginning at 6:30. That's at 119 Sheridan Circle, and it will be a really good time as well. Connie, that's all the time we have for
this segment. Can I put my phone number out there, Jimmy?
Put it out there, girlfriend.
304-419-3555 if you want to buy any of these raffle tickets. And help me. Help me put Michael J. Fox out of business. We need to end Parkinson's.
Give us your number one more time.
304-419-3555.
And there she is, my dear friend Connie Jones, Team Mama Jones Captain. You'll see her on October the 7th. Hopefully you'll see her on August the 25th if you come to the porch party. But please get involved with these folks. It's a great community to be involved with when it comes to Parkinson's research. We'll take a short break, and as I promised at the top of the show, when I am returned, he's already in the studio. My good friend Raphael Barker is in the house, professional photographer, and I shall be right back.
Name you should think of when you need tent.
The tent guy?
The tent guy?
The tent guy.
Who's the best in the valley 2 years running?
The tent guy?
The tent guy?
The tent guy.
Who can help keep your house cooler in the summer?
The tent guy?
The tent guy?
The tent guy.
More than just auto tent, the tent guy in Nitro has 33 years experience and can tent your home and business too. Find them at 217 Michigan Avenue in Nitro or on Facebook, Tent Guy 67, or just give them a call, 304-380-2935.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back. Edition 14 of My Town, Your Town. I am your host, Jim Strawn. I love me some Connie Jones. I love raising money for the Foxtrot. You folks, help if possibly can. FoxtrotWV.com. Now, as promised at the top of the show, been trying to get him on for a couple weeks. His schedule finally worked out today, and he is here live in studio. My good friend, Raphael Barker. Rob, how are you?
As I have always said, whenever I had my radio show, I have a perfect face for radio, so yeah. I'm happy to be here.
You got a little radio background, right?
I do. I had a jazz radio show for 5 years here in Charleston for a low-power FM station.
You do love your music.
I do.
You're an artist. You're an artist. You're a photographer artist, but you're an artist, you're a musician, you're an appreciator of all things arts, and I love that about you. Before we talk about maybe your photography business, I want people to know, if they don't know who you are, because you have an interesting journey from where you grew up and how you made it to West by God, Virginia.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, honestly. Both of my parents are transplants. My father's from Detroit, Michigan, and my mother's from New York City. My dad, after Vietnam, landed, and eventually he segued in Florida a little bit and then ended up in New York. That's where he met my mother. They were back of the land hippies. So back in 77, they moved to West Virginia after being married for 2 years. And then in 1984, they had my brother at the same time that they each started businesses. My dad a carpenter and my mother a landscaper. And in 1989, they decided they wanted to have, probably around 88 actually, they wanted to have a second addition to the family. And they went the route of adoption. And so they went to Bogota, Colombia, and adopted me. And
then you're from Colombia.
So I'm from Bogota. I was born there. I lived there for 4.5 years. Moved here in February of 1989. The year the Batman came out.
Yeah.
I always make that distinction. And no, I'm not Raphael like the Ninja Turtle. We were both created the same year. I always say that too.
What do you remember as a 3 and 4 and 5 year old from that transition in your life, Ralph?
I'll tell you, I had this conversation a couple days ago. Something that really stands out to me is the orphanage experience is not something that I have many memories of. I do remember that they had a cafeteria, and one of the lunch ladies was always super generous in what they gave us. They had a fenced-in yard, and beyond that, I remember being so excited and crying once I got into my house and having my own bed. And I think everything was such a possessive thing at that age because I had nothing up to that point. You know, I had my brother, I had my dad and my mom. So a lot of touching moments like that. And as a function of the, it's a unique situation, and it's a story of Appalachia because I am someone who's so deeply rooted in my family. And I think most of us here in Appalachia are also deeply connected and rooted to the ties that we have through our family and our neighbors. And that actually speaks to the photography work that I do because I am so community-minded that a significant portion of what sustains my business is community-oriented work.
You are very community-minded, and I think that's why our journeys have kind of collided or clashed or we met because we both believe in our community. We both believing in supporting our community. We both love public service. We both love lifting organizations and good people up. That's what this radio show is all about. I mean, this is the basis of our radio show. Talk to the audience a little bit about your business, your photography business. I know you've sold insurance in the past and you've done some other things, but this is your passion, brother.
Absolutely. And, you know, you made a good point earlier speaking to connecting my joy of music and my love of music with being an artist and being arts-minded. I actually got started in 2013 after I earned my master's from the University of Charleston, where you are a professor. And I had gotten my MBA, and I knew that eventually I was going to become an entrepreneur. I didn't know where, but I knew that I needed to be arts-focused. And one of the things that I was really hopeful to see improve in our community at the time was how the local musicians in our community were represented visually. I felt that maybe I could learn how to become a photographer that focuses primarily on musicians at the time, mm-hmm. so that I could uplift the artists that we're creating in our community and give them opportunities for broader coverage and support. So that's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got into really being a fan of portraiture, mm-hmm. learning off-camera flash, which is different than just natural light photography. And that got me into this obsession where 9 years later, Jim, I have 19 lights that I've purchased over the last 10 years. My studio is just full of equipment, and I'm obsessed with that part of it.
Your studio, speaking of your studio, can I give the address out?
Absolutely.
713 Bigley Avenue,
that's
713
right.
Bigley Avenue, in the heart of Elk City. The telephone number, if you want to get a hold of Raphael Barker's photography, is 304-514-9271.
That's exactly right.
514-9271. You can email him at raphael.barker1@gmail.com. Yep. As Emily, our assistant producer in studio right now and administrator of the My Town, Your Town Facebook page, she says, I follow you on Instagram. So you can follow you on Instagram as well, right?
That's right. Raphael Barker or Raphael Barker BW, because I also have a page for my black and white work. Speaking of that, events that we cover in town coming up, I want to make sure that I mention some of the things that are coming up. My dear friend Lakeisha Barron Brown has reached out to me, and they're having an inaugural Marshall University Black Alumni event coming up in a few weeks. And so I want to go ahead and pull that information up and let people know what that is. She said it is, they're hosting an inaugural Black Hall of Fame banquet on Friday, September 29th. The purpose of the Marshall University Black Hall of Fame and Distinguished Alumnus Award is to recognize and honor alumni and other individuals who have contributed in a significant way to the vision and mission of Marshall University, or who have distinguished themselves in their chosen fields, disciplines, and or occupations. Another thing that I just got signed up for, our dear friend Jane Powell with the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation.
Love Jane. I went to college with Jane, by the way.
Messaged me this morning asked me if I'd be available to make imagery. They're going to have a rotary wine tasting in a few weeks at the Capital Market. And so I want to go ahead and say that date is August 24th.
Okay, that's a Thursday.
It's the Thursday before our porch party.
Yeah, the porch party for Parkinson's on the 25th.
On the 26th, this is how busy we get this season. You know how it goes as the weather starts to change. My friend Crystal Price, who is with Mountain Care Network, she is having a back-to-school bash in Boone County that they are sponsoring with Madison, the city of Madison, on August 26th. I'll be there doing some photography coverage for part of that, and that's going to be free school supplies, food, bounce house, raffles, snow cones.
In Boone County?
In Madison Civic Center.
I know the Madison Civic Center.
Evening, I'm going to be with DJ EJ over at the Girls Night Out event. Oh, actually, no. EJ is going to be at the Bob Thompson event at the Clay Center. But I'll be with the Generation West Virginia at JQ Dickinson doing their annual party that they do.
And summer foray, I think. Chef Paul will be there. I know you're a part of and involved in, and you were a sponsor of the domestic violence program for the YWCA, the event called Girls Night Out.
Yep.
Girls Night Out is tomorrow evening, Saturday, August the 12th. And
I'm excited to talk about that.
Are you going to be there? Are you taking images? What did you do for this?
So we're going to be doing a walkthrough at 1 o'clock with the other photographers today.
Today, okay.
To walk through the event just to make sure that we identify what we need, either the lighting or just so we get an idea of what our roles will be. There will be four or five of us that are going to be photographing the entire event. Over 700 tickets sold.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a massive event. And this will be my first year where I've actually been in town. And our dear friend Kimberly Earl reached out and asked me if I'd be a photographer. So I'm donating my photography services for them. And if you attend the Girls Night Out, and you can still purchase tickets.
The
goodie bag is going to include a $50 gift voucher that I've created that will be valid until actually the end of next May, 2024, for a headshot or family portrait session. And I've given you one for our dear friend Lisa.
Yep, Lisa, we're going to use it.
We'll use that for that.
We're going to talk off air about Face the World with Lisa. Yeah,
absolutely. And so for me, you know, it's I've supported the YWCA for years. Mm-hmm. I helped coordinate the volunteers for their Race to End Racism. I've done photography work for the Race to End Racism. As a minority in our community, I think underserved and underrepresented communities require support from nonprofit organizations and our community generally. And the YWCA does that, and so Sojourners.
With about a minute or so left, Raphael, and I'm talking, Raphael Barker is our guest. He's a professional photographer. He does, he has his own business, Raphael Barker Photography. He's on Bigley Avenue in Elk City. One more time, 304-514-9271. Last question. You have such a good eye, and you have all this equipment that you talked about earlier, 19 lights and all these great cameras. How do, what do you do to continue to educate yourself? What do you do to continue to learn? What do you do to continue to be a better photographer than you were yesterday? Because you're pretty darn good today. What's that journey like as a photographer?
Well, it's just like the lessons that you teach your students. You know, one of the things that's important in life is never to assume that you know everything and to always lead with the intention of growth. And then also in support of your community. And sometimes what that means is asking your clients what they're needing and what their outcome, what their desired outcome is. And that truly gives you an opportunity when you're preparing for that assignment to identify what weakness areas, or what do they call that? Opportunities, right?
Opportunities.
Pain points that you want to secure, because you don't get better by maximizing on your strengths. You get better by recognizing your weaknesses.
Well, you can only grow. You can only grow as an individual if you're uncomfortable.
That's true.
That's the only way you can grow.
Right. So the ways that I get uncomfortable is I do a significant amount of research. I'm watching videos. I'm reading. I'm looking at past photographers, inspirations, and trying to identify, how was this frame created? What can I do to recreate this so that it then can be applied for specific use cases? Like our dear production designer today, Emily, she asked me if I photographed one of her friends, a dancer in the area, Sitta. And one of the questions that I had for that session, I don't know any youth. I don't know any trained athletes who were dancers. I had a dream one night where I had this image in my mind that I had to get out of my head. I reached out to our dear friend Jennifer Peters, who reached back to me, and she said, oh my gosh, you need to talk to Sean and Eugenie and let them know, because Sitta would be the perfect person to sit for
And
this.
She was. I've seen the photo.
And the image ended up getting, and this literally, I dreamt this image up.
Yeah.
I was able to craft this image that really heavily relied on her athleticism and then the use of light and shadow. And it ended up being purchased by the state at the West Virginia Juried Exhibition in 2021.
Classic. That's a great story. We're going to have, I could talk to you all day, by the way.
For sure.
But we're going to end it right there. Raphael Barker, professional photographer, Raphael Barker Photography. Follow him on Instagram. You can also just give him a call if you're interested. 304-514-9271. He's located at 713 Bigley Avenue, right in the heart of Elk City. I love you. I appreciate your continued success. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Always, brother.
And there he is, Raphael Barker Roth. And we'll take a little pause right here. When I am returned to the My Town, Your Town radio show, I'll be joined by JK, the DJ, and he's got a really cool event happening Labor Day weekend, September 2nd at Slack Plaza on Summer Street in downtown Charleston. It is time for the Retro Fest. And when I return, I'll be talking with JK, the DJ, and I shall be right back.
Hi, it's Tony Caridian. The start of Mountaineer football season is fast approaching, and with it, Mountaineer Main Street, which is set for Saturday, August the 26th. It is a block party on Old Main in St. Albans to kick off the season. There will be vendors, food, and live music with Hair Supply, plus great WVU guests, the pep band, the dance and cheer teams, the Mountaineer, and former players Avon Coburn, Owen Schmidt, Major Harris, and Mike Logan. Mark your calendars for Saturday the 26th and join Classic Hits The Mix from 1 until 8 on Old Main in St. Albans. There will also be raffles and a silent auction benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. Full information at WVMix.com.
Our 2023 Mountaineer Main Street is presented by Todd Judy Mitsubishi, Revive Dental and Implant Center, Pew Furniture Warehouse Showrooms, Poca Valley Bank, GoMart, and your exclusive home for the WVU Mountaineers. Classic Hits 100.9 in Charleston and 102.3 in Huntington. The Mix.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do. We welcome you back in. What a great conversation we had with Roth just now earlier. If you're just tuning in, we had our first guest was Connie Jones. So Connie led off the My Town, Your Town show talking about the Foxtrot, October the 7th, coming up. It'll be at the Capital Market, raising money for the Michael J. Fox Foundations and Parkinson's Research. We just had a lively conversation with my good friend, Raphael Barker. Raphael has his own photography company over there in Elk City. Provides a lot of great images for a lot of community events, as we just learned. JK the DJ, we're efforting to get him in here. JK the DJ is in the house. He'll be joining us in just a moment. But he has a real exciting event coming up on September the 2nd at Slack Plaza. I believe this is the second one. It's Labor Day weekend. You know, Slack Plaza has been really hopping and popping, zigging and zagging, really coming alive this summer with some great, great live music. It's just been a godsend to have downtown revitalize that part of Charleston, West Virginia. I believe we opened that just under a year ago. But it's been truly wonderful. This festival promises to be another really neat event with live music. JK the DJ, it's his brainchild. There'll be lots of giveaways. There'll be some contests. Of course, there'll be some food trucks there. It's an all-day event on Saturday, September the 2nd. Entertainment will start about 11 o'clock in the morning. JK will be spinning some tunes for you at 1 o'clock. The Area 304 Band will take center stage at Slack Plaza. 3 o'clock, we have Ginger Wicks. That's Ginger Wicks, W-I-X-X. One of my favorites at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., Emily Deal. She is so sweet, so talented, so gifted. Emily Deal and the Hot Mess. Love that name. And then another one of my favorites, they take center stage at 8 p.m. on Saturday, September the 2nd at the Retro Fest, the Heavy Hitters out of Huntington. I've heard them three or four times. They were on the Lyman Levy stage last year down at Schoenbaum stage at Had Dead Riverfront Park. Love me some Heavy Hitters. They're part of Retro Fest on September the 2nd. And then there's going to be an after party, Retro Fest after party. It'll be from 10 p.m. until midnight right there on Summer Street. Just walk down the road to Black Sheep Burrito and Brewery. And, of course, Kevin is our general manager there. He does such a great job with that. But Retro Fest 2023, September the 2nd, Slack Plaza, JK the DJ. It's his brainchild, and he's a very entertaining guy. I've known JK the DJ since 1966 when we met in elementary school. We were both on the same Sacred Heart basketball team. Joe Kerner is JK the DJ. We're efforting. He was in the building. I haven't seen him in a few minutes, but if he comes back in, great. If not, that's the gist of it. Retro Fest 2023, JK the DJ, and he'll be there. And it's just a really neat vibe. It showcases a lot of pop music from past decades and even now, a lot of local talent. I love the fact we were just talking with Roth about how many great musicians, how many amazing artists, how cultural we are as an Appalachian. We don't get enough credit as Appalachian people with our skill set, our gifts to the arts. We don't get enough credit. We have more artists than I'm an art appreciator. I don't know how much of an artist I am. I'm not much of a visual artist. I don't know if I'm a performing artist. I do like the arts. I do like the stage. I do think there probably is some artistry in me somewhere, but I'm not very gifted when it comes to singing, playing music, art. I'm not a true artist. I'm just a real appreciator of the arts. And we in West Virginia, in this Kanawha Valley, my town and your town and our town, we have a lot of gifted artists. JK is one of them, and he's bringing Area 304 Band. He's bringing Ginger Wicks. He's bringing Emily Deal. He's bringing the Heavy Hitters. And, of course, he'll be playing some tunes from 10 o'clock until midnight on September the 2nd. We're going to effort and hopefully get JK the DJ maybe on another time. He was in the building, and maybe he had to suddenly sneak out. But we're going to take a quick break, and when I return from the break, we're going to be talking with a pretty good friend of mine. I love his passion for entrepreneurism. He is the owner-operator of a little shop that he started 5 years ago, called the Coal River Coffee Shop. He's with the Coal River Coffee Company. He is the chief roasting officer. His name is Michael Irvin. And I'm going to take a short break. And when I return, I'll be talking with Michael about his five-year journey that he's had since he opened, and maybe a little bit about running a small business in West Virginia and right here in downtown St. Albans. on Old Main Plaza. So when I return, I'll be talking with Michael, and I shall be right back.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easier than you think for pests to threaten your family's health. Ticks, which spread dangerous diseases, hide in tall grasses and even on your pets. Rodents easily invade your home, contaminate food, and can carry more than 35 diseases. Mosquitoes, which breed in standing water, transmit many diseases. Get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. It's that easy. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
Okay.
And we do welcome you back in edition number 14 of My Town, Your Town, however you may be listening, whether you're on 1410 AM or 102.3 FM. Maybe you're on the website, wscwam.com, or maybe you're like me, the News Talk app. I love listening to this show and this station on the News Talk app. A very lively show. We started things off with Connie Jones talking Foxtrot, raising money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. Foxtrot is October the 7th, 8 a.m. is registration, 9 o'clock. Things will get going. We'll be at the Capital Market. This will be the 11th edition of the Foxtrot, raising money for Michael J. Fox and Parkinson's research. Connie did a nice job explaining that for us, Connie Jones. Go to foxtrotwv.com. And then we caught up with our good friend, just about one of the most premier photographers, artists in town, Raphael Barker, running his own photography business out of Elk City on Bigley Avenue. And then we talked about J.K. the DJ and his event, Retro Fest, coming to Slock Plaza, September the 2nd, Labor Day weekend. Things will get started at 11 a.m. that morning and go basically till midnight that night with the after party at Black Sheep Burrito and Brewery. And now, as promised at the top of the show, here he is, my friend, your friend, our friend, running my town, your town, our town to make it a better place. Michael Irvin, how are you, brother?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's great to see you. Now, you didn't have a long commute, right?
No, not long at all.
About 100 yards, maybe?
Yes.
You're right on Old Main Plaza in St. Albans, right?
That's right, 64 Old Main. And we actually have a location at Bridge Valley Community Technical
College.
You do,
that's right.
In South Charleston.
I knew that. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. We're gearing up for the students to get back, and it's going to be really busy up there when they come in.
One of the reasons I reached out to Michael, I follow some of his social platforms, and I noted yesterday, was it just yesterday? When was your five-year anniversary of the Coal River Coffee Company?
That's a great question. you know, it's kind of spread out.
Okay.
But we always say August 10th is our actual birthday, because that's when we did our official grand opening. But we've been doing a week-long celebration, which will continue on till tomorrow.
Well, this is part of the celebration.
This is it. Get to hang out with you.
So this is a live radio show. What's going on tomorrow at the Coal River Coffee Company?
Well, there are a couple things happening. We have our good friends at Timeless Vinyl Finds coming, and they're setting up inside. They're going to be selling their records, doing a lot of cool stuff, a little live DJing in there. And then, but we also have a festival happening outside of our shop called Heritage Fest.
Nice.
And so that's kind of all kind of coming in together into play. We'll have some cupcakes from A Little Bit of Heaven at the shop for people.
One of your neighbors, one of your business neighbors.
One of our neighbors.
Terry Blevins, she was on the radio show, I think, last week, as a matter of fact. Was it last week, Emily? Two weeks ago.
Well, it's a small town.
Yeah, well, we love this town. It's my town. It's your town. And Michael, this show is about moving your town, wherever you live, forward in a positive way.
That's exactly
And we feature
right.
good people. We know about the divisive of negative things, the bad. We know about that. We know about fear. But this show is about the good things,
right.
lifting each other up. And you and your wife are a wonderful business partners. You're wonderful. You have a small business. It's great. You're community-minded. You opened up, like I said, August the 10th was your actual official opening 5 years ago. But you had a journey before that. Talk about the journey to be an entrepreneur, and talk about entrepreneurialism, and then talk about how you found your niche in the coffee world. I think you have a great story about coffee itself.
Yes. Well, you know, just like any young buck that grows up in West Virginia, you think, I'm never going to live here. I'm going to go and see the world and conquer the world.
The George Baileys of the world.
Yeah, we're the George Baileys is what I was. And so I felt like I kind of did that. I saw the world, lived in really cool places. And along the journey, I was introduced to coffee. You got to experience it in Africa, actually, where it was growing and roasting. And that's where I learned some of these things. And I always had kind of that dream in the back of my head. I'm like, man, someday I'd love to have a coffee shop. Okay. And whenever I'd come back to St. Albans, I'm like, someone's got to do something there to change that place, bring it up. And, you know, I was always talking about someone's got to do something.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, this is a positive thing. But, you know, there were some you know, hard things that happened in my life.
Sure.
You know, I had pursued a different career and some things changed in that. And then my mother passed away. My father had already passed away. So, you know, a lot of things were happening.
Tough time and, on the journey there. Yeah.
And so it kind of got me questioning things. Got my wife questioning things. She's like, so what do we want to do?
Yeah.
And so do we want to come back to town? No, let's sell everything and just keep doing what we're going to do. And my uncle's like, what would it be like if you came back? And I'm like, well, I would have to start something. Because I don't know what, and then he's like, what if you came back and started, you know, basically stopped being the guy that's saying, someone's got to do something. So he kind of put a little spark in my mind. And but I also come from a family of entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was always kind of there. Mm-hmm. I'm a self-starter. And so I was like, what if I started a coffee shop? And threw that out to my wife, and she's like, that's crazy. Let's do it.
I love it, yeah. we always talk on this show, Michael, about be a part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. You just were kind of saying it in a roundabout way. Somebody's got to do something.
Yep.
Well, it can start with you, and it started with you and your wife, Rachel. Mm-hmm. So you guys started the Cold River Coffee Company because of your admiration, your infatuation maybe with the coffee bean itself that you saw firsthand in Africa.
Exactly.
That's crazy good stuff. And here you are 5 years later.
Yeah. You know, we started it mainly to bolster our community.
Uh-huh.
Our tagline is roasting coffee because that's what I was doing as a hobby, as a therapy, because I loved it. It gave me life. But we wanted to brew community. We wanted to change our town and prove to people that you can have a thriving business in small Appalachian towns. A thriving business that, just like the phrase is, you know, rising tide lifts all ships.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we wanted to do, and that's what we're doing. And so, thankfully, we've seen a really good revitalization.
Speaking of rising tide, St. Albans seems to be rising hourly, at least weekly and monthly and quarterly. I have seen the development of St. Albans over the last 5 to 10 years. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your community, your town, St. Albans, Old Main, what the mayor's doing, what the Parks and Recreation is doing, what Scott Tweedy's doing, what Adam's doing across the street, what the restaurant owners, what Terry Blevins is doing. Talk about that and how you're providing service and just neat opportunities for the constituents and residents of St. Albans.
Sure. You know, just like anything good, it's not just one person that does something. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Cold River Coffee that's a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been people for years that have been trying to do something. And it's a community effort of people that have this similar mindset that say, we're going to jump in. We're going to put our money where our mouth is, and we're going to start a business. We're going to buy a business, or, you know, we're going to be the kind of leaders that help support change. So thankfully we've had leaders in the town, including the mayor, city council people, volunteers that say we want this city to rise up, and we're tired of it being, running down, going down a bad path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like Adam Bryan, Terry Blevins moving her cupcake shop here. The Tertuis is buying Shuckers. You know, the list goes on, and I foresee it continuing onward. But you know, so people come to me and they're like, Mike, you've done a great job, but there's one problem. You're raising our property taxes, sir. And I'm like, what do you mean? I have nothing to do with that. And they're like, well, it's because of all the amenities that are happening here, all the good things and the development that's happening. And it's a good problem in a way, because that just means like the value of our community is increasing.
I know, if you look at it like that, it's a good problem to have, folks. They pay a little bit of extra dollars to have all these wonderful amenities, all this security, all this safety, all of this opportunity, all of this lifestyle opportunities that we have. You know, it's not everywhere you can just, you know, be comfortable, get in your car or walk down and grab a cup of coffee and get a Danish and stick around and walk up to a radio show, walk to lunch, you know, go to a high school football game when football starts here in a couple of weeks down at Red Dragon Field. It's a slice of Americana what we're experiencing. And you got to pay a little bit for that. But we live, it's so Americana to me. That old main plaza looks like the 1950s, 1940s. It's just, it's a snapshot from yesteryear. And I love nostalgia and I love heritage and I love tradition. And St. Albans has a long and rich tradition. And you guys are just giving it a little 2023 splash. And so speaking of 2023, and you've got your little coffee place and business up at Bridge Valley in South Charleston, right?
Yep.
Up where Bridge Valley Community and Technical College is located. And you got the place at Old Main, that's 64 Old Main Plaza in St. Albans. The telephone number, if you want to get a hold of Mike and his wife, is 304-786-2020, 786-2020. That is the number for Full River Coffee Company. We're talking about 2023. What's the future for you and your family and the coffee industry and your small business? What do you see in another 5 years, Mike?
Yeah, great question. You know, I want to see St. Albans, and we've kind of got, I think, call it like our young entrepreneurs right now. Like, we've got Crafts of the Coal, the Tap, and, you know, the Deterrences, like I was saying. But in 5 to 10 years, I mean, I think we're going to have an influx of more businesses. There's still some vacancies on the street, and I see those buildings just being revitalized, rehabbed, and some really cool stuff moving in. But, you know, I also see, you know, my business is a family business, and, you know, I feel that pull to, like, you know, all these people want me to grow and scale, and I'm like, well, maybe our growth and scale is a little bit different because I want it to be family operated and family owned, those types of things. And while we may have other locations in different places, you know, 64 Old Main will always be a spot that you'll be able to catch me or Rachel, or in 5 years, you know, one of my kids
be working behind
the
counter,
bar, managing it.
I love
you know,
that.
And you know, they
can you fathom that? I mean, that's right around the corner. Your family's growing up, brother.
They are, you know. My kids are now at the shop with my wife, and my oldest, she's like, I want to work back there. I want to. You know, she's 12, and so she'll take orders and things like that.
Yeah. She'll be there when she's 16.
Yeah, she will. And they all can make drinks already, but you know, not officially.
Right.
But
so folks are listening to this. We're talking with Michael Irvin. Michael is the chief roasting officer,
if you will,
owner operator with the Coal River Coffee Shop and Coal River Coffee Company. If folks haven't visited 64 Old Main, I've been there numerous times. You're not just in the morning and you're not just at lunch. I mean, you actually close at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
If people haven't been there, how do you explain what you offer and talk about some of the things that you do offer, some of your features, some of your specialties? And like I said, you're open until the evening. I've been there listening to music before. So talk to the audience about the experience of Coal River Coffee.
Well, we want to offer, you know, we definitely offer the best. I think it's one of the best cups of coffee you can get. That's the goal. That's our identity.
Mm-hmm.
But we also offer inspiration. I like to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we inspire community to happen. And like Jim was saying, we're open till 10 o'clock because we've allowed for the creation of a artistic community to develop in town. And that's music, that's art, and that's poetry. And so we often have artists, you know, do classes. We have charcuterie board classes. We have, you know, the sip and paint type of thing. But we have open mics on Thursdays from 6 to 10. And we get some of the best musicians from around, folks that play, like, on the mountain stage. You know, I'm like, they just pop in and, like, we just want to play, you know. And You know, so we have an incredible community, and to watch that happen, I myself, not a musician, but they include me a part of this, and
me
I get
either.
To be a part. I'm like, I feel like I'm just watching, but they're like, dude, thank you for this. And we just let them do their thing, and it has been incredible to watch, incredible to see. But we also book live musicians on Friday nights. Like tonight we have one as a part of our celebration. We support just the arts in general. And so when you come to the shop, you know, it's not just coffee that you get. It's inspiration, but we also have really cool food items, baked goods. Everything is
homemade
made
right there.
The shop.
So fresh, so delicious. I love the sandwiches. I've had lunch there. I've had cups of coffee there. I was on my television show yesterday. We had the president of West Virginia State University, our good friend Eric Cage. He says, "I'm a regular there, Jim. I'm a regular there." I haven't seen you there. I'm surprised, but you do have a lot of regulars, and it does feel good. Michael Irvin is our guest, our final guest today on My Town, Your Town. We got about 3 minutes left. Michael, you and your wife run this. Talk about the last 3 minutes. You're in a good spot, especially because St. Albans seemingly is using that space for lots of cool festivals like the Yak Fest and various things like that. It's kind of neat to be right there, isn't it?
It is. It really is. The town, Scott Tweedy, even Kevin Pennington, Scott James, and just City Council, they've grasped a hold of this festival mentality where they're like, man, you know, if we have these events, it's going to draw people from outside and bolster our economy, our local economy. And so that's something that's happening. I feel like almost every weekend from here until December, we're going to have a festival right in front of my shop.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it feels like to me, too.
And tomorrow we have Heritage Festival.
Yeah.
This is the celebration of St. Albans founding. It used to be called Founders Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're celebrating the 151st birthday of St. Albans tomorrow. And so really we have, you know, a lot of local musicians are going to be playing. We have farmers market that's going to be down on the street. Lots of local vendors and crafters, some food guys. So it's going to be a good celebration.
And there he is. We're just about out of time. Michael Irvin has been one of our guests today, our final guest on My Town, Your Town, Chief Roasting Officer, running the Coal River Coffee with he and his wife and family. Sounds like the family's going to get involved pretty soon if they're not already. He's opens in the morning, closes at 10 o'clock at night. You can get a hold of him by calling 304-786-2020. That's 786-2020. Michael, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you, Jim.
We appreciate you. That's about all the time we have on this edition, our 14th edition of My Town, Your Town. What a great show. I love this show. I love every show that we do because we lift up your town and my town. We lift up by having good people on here and good organizations. We got things rolling with Connie Jones today. Connie's a dear friend. Yeah, came out of the closet, if you will, with Parkinson's 11 years ago, and now she's one of the chief fundraisers for the Michael J. Fox Foundation and the Foxtrot. Foxtrot 2023 is Saturday morning. 8 a.m. is registration. 9 o'clock, we'll get things started at the Capital Market. Go to foxtrotwv.com. Then we had a great conversation with an entrepreneur, an artistic entrepreneur. He runs Raphael Parker Photography. He's right there in the heart of Elk City. You can always give Raphael a call at 304-514-9271. We talked about Retro Fest 23, September the 2nd at Slack Plaza in downtown Charleston. And we just wrapped things up with my good friend Michael Irvin from the Coal River Coffee Company right here in St. Albans on Old Main. And that is pretty much a wrap. We'll see you at the Moses Auto Group live on the levee maybe later tonight. Whatever you do, have a good time. Be safe. Enjoy your friends and family. And we'll see you next Friday right here on My Town, Your Town.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program
and new laws that allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our Better Business Bureau A-rated team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Call now for a free case review and a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call now. 800-388-4901. That's 800-388-4901. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-388-4901.
1410 AM, WSCW, and W272DW, 102.3 FM, South Charleston, an LM Communications.